I've done this with young people. Let me try it with you and see what you do. You know I'm experimenting with you. I told you that all week. So next time I teach this, it will be quite different because I'll throw out what doesn't work. All right, I want you to tell me the qualities or the traits of the ideal person or the perfect human being or the person you would really, really like to be. Forget all your problems and the faults and all that. What is it that makes a perfect human being? I could say Christian, I could say, but we'll say, do I need to give that person an age? I think so. This is an adult we're talking about. This is an adult. Give me some traits.
Patience.
Curious.
Honesty.
So we said honesty.
Honest.
Secure.
Caring.
Creative.
Open.
Humor.
Interesting.
Kind.
Prudent.
Interesting.
I heard one here.
Kind. Patience.
Kind. I still heard another one. Patient.
Personable.
Educated.
I thought maybe I'd get four or five.
Not
yet. Risk taker.
Not aggressive.
Fair.
Peacemaker.
You would say not aggressive. You would say not aggressive.
I didn't say schizophrenic, did
Okay, and we can go on. I'm surprised. I thought maybe I'd get four or five. If this were you, would you be happy with yourself?
I'd be confused.
You.
Yourself.
Yeah.
The only person, that's for sure.
I want a soul.
You what?
Soul.
Your soul.
When you ask me, would I be happy? I seem to be quite happy without that.
With all that?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you want?
I would be happy with all that. Okay. You'd be happy with that. Are you some of these?
Some.
Not like you'd like to be. If you're like me, you say, well, I wish I were. I'm honest most of the time.
Sometimes.
I'm secure when I'm, okay. There's always qualifications, aren't there? Okay, let's take it. Think of this person now. Who's this way? We have this person. This person is here. What made this person this way? Him, her.
Upbringing.
What?
Upbringing.
I'm going to come back to this. What?
I heard my experience.
Environment. How about in inheritance?
Positive self-esteem.
You didn't put good looks down here, did you?
Self-confidence.
What was that?
Positive self-esteem.
Okay.
Company.
How would you put, they had, people had their, person had to earn it? Like elders.
Say more. Had to earn.
They, through time and.
Had to work at it?
Showing that you were honest.
That experience.
Get the respect.
Have the experience.
Or being rewarded for being that way.
You know, and we understand what you're saying, okay. They'd have to, I'm honest because I have been honest and demonstrated.
Earn it, earn what?
Well, these qualities by working at it, okay.
So it's not only upbringing and environment, but to, you know, let's say that my parents just loved me dearly, see? And I knew I was, and I rested on that and said, well, you know, I'm pretty neat. Unless I did this myself, okay, it's gonna go, isn't it? So it's really both. Now, what did you mean by upbringing?
Maybe the style of parenting that you've been around for.
What style? What would the parenting be like for this to happen?
Your parent has to have quite a lot of those traits.
Do you have a good example?
See, and that's exactly it, as, and this is what's scary about being a parent, is that I know that my model to my kids, my model to my kids is the most important thing. Now, that's scary because I'm not all of these things, okay? And you're, you know, you've kind of got it all here. Let me just be specific here. I'm a curious adult. What made me that way?
You keep on learning.
Opportunity.
Part of it just.
Opportunity, but what? We all have opportunity.
Just who you are. I mean, each person has different gifts and qualities.
Education.
And you've had good experiences when you have been curious. So continue to.
You're intelligent.
Okay.
You were rewarded for it.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think all children are more curious? Is your kindergarten teacher here?
Some of them are curiosity.
All kindergarten kids, right, Karen, come to school excited and interested and curious. So they're all curious. But this thing that when kids are curious is like, you know, that's great, let's explore this, that's fine. If being curious is encouraged, you'll grow up to be a curious adult. How about creative? You're a creative adult. What made you that way? What?
Right brain.
Oh, you learned that this week.
Yeah.
It's more than that.
There it is. It's been modeled.
It's been modeled. See?
Having opportunities to be creative.
If you don't have opportunities, and this is why I worry about school, I'm an educator. And I worry that when kids get in school, a lot of the time they're in third grade, the opportunity to be creative is less and less. They have to do just certain things. We've got to give people a chance to be creative. How about, can I throw in a couple of mine?
Sure.
Perfect adult. Caring, I put down informed, I think that would be this, intelligent, might be the same thing, involved, would that be caring? Not necessarily some
interacting.
Interacting. Okay.
Interacting.
Involved. Loves fun.
got another one above.
Oh, yeah, put that one up there, I am.
Okay. And still. And still learning, okay. I don't wanna get caught up on all of these. What I wanna get caught up on is, these are the ways we wanna be. Of course, I think the reason I'm still curious and some of these things, I've been around kids, and kids are marvelous models for this. This is the way I wanna be, all right. What makes us, because I think you were more of this when you were a child. I really do, more of these things. What are the things that make us stop being these things?
Fear.
Fear?
Rejection.
Okay.
Rules.
Criticism.
Rejection. Criticism.
Societal pressures to not be those things.
Societal pressures? Oh, yeah. I think it starts about junior high, I think, doesn't it? I've lost a question, lost a thought. You're just coming back at me so quick, I'm just, then I think, because this is a session on the future, how are we going to be sure that our children and grandchildren have these qualities?
Reward them. Reward them when they demonstrate them.
Pardon?
Reward them when they demonstrate them.
Let's get better at that. Let's get better at that. Karen?
Some of them, when you really look at them and you think, you're usually rewarded for being personable. But being curious and being creative sometimes causes a little trouble, mm-hmm. you know. And so we need to really think those things through ourselves so that we don't squelch the trait when we're trying to deal with the activity or deal with the...
We want individuals. We want kids to think and be unique. But not in my class, you don't.
Yeah.
Yes,
all right.
So
I think
that's covered. Yours is
yours.
Okay. We have a hard time letting kids be. In Sioux Falls, the seniors in high school wanted to have open campus seniors when they're not having class. And boy, I tell you, and you're, these are seniors, they're 17, 18 years old. We brought them up to be, haven't we? Independent and dependable, all those things. Boy, I tell you that the principal and the school board said, we can't have you running around town. We can't have you, you know. And I tell you, those kids made a point of, we will do this and this and this. Could have been taken away from them at any time. But let's be sure those kids don't get out of hand. All right, there's a message there. Let's have this kind of adults, this kind of kids. All right. Let's have a little fun with this now, because, and go along with this. Are you ready for some fun?
Yeah.
Because if you get serious about this, this won't be any fun.
Have the fun you're learning.
I've jumped now from this perfect adult. Now I'm gonna jump right over to how we solve problems, okay? We're gonna solve a problem right now. I have six groups here, and so I want you to get into groups of, I think maybe I'll just let you turn around and get in groups of, five, six. What'll I make you guys? Three. Okay.
Jump down.
I'll give you something to do too. Get so that you can talk to each other. Will you do that? And then I'll tell you who you are.
Yeah.
I was at camp with 160 fifth graders this summer, and 156 of them at camp are rather noisy. And then some, one of the counselors would go like this, and pretty soon everybody had their hand up. It was a marvelous way to get them quiet, so I think I'll try it worse with adults too.
Okay.
All right, it's time. You've had enough time to study this. As we go through these, I want you to notice, because I think I've included just about everybody that we think, that I think of that we solve problems. The one I forgot, I mean, and a lot of these are different as you hear as we go along. The one I forgot was the police department, and I think maybe we'll add with this one. But I think, first of all, because they're the group with the power, we should hear from the city commission, because I think they're ready to talk about it or something. So this is the city commission. Yes, sir.
I think we're all disturbed by this crime wave, and the city commission thinks that probably the answer is something to do with involvement and communication through several different groups. But to start this, we want as much information as we can get, particularly from the groups that are mentioned up here, the task force. I would like to know what the seventh grade is doing about it, what they think of it. I want their perception of it, and we want their perception of it. And we hope to get into the schools with forums somewhat like we're having right here now, in the schools, maybe in the churches. But we do want to check with all these agencies first to get their input, so that we can organize our involvement program, our communication program, our organization program, after we have that information.
Okay. Now, were you going to get
a report with the task force?
Who's the task force?
Because they've been collecting the information.
Good. Let's hear them from the task force, see what they found out about it.
Well, evidently, I have a file with a pencil and papers. But we have wonderful ideas, and we have many recommendations to the commission.
Okay.
We feel that there should be a neighborhood watch. Mm-hmm. We should set up a neighborhood watch. There should be a Crime Stoppers group set up, and with a reward system that someone will come forward if they're, when crimes are identified, that there should be a reward system set up. We should really concentrate on recreation for the youth. Let's keep them busy. There should be counseling and drug intervention programs established if they aren't already. We felt intercultural education with youth challenges should be. Maybe we should think about curfews. Maybe there should be a curfew. Sorry about it. This is some kind of problem. Talked about halfway houses. And offering jobs, making sure that there were jobs available for people that might have served time and are coming back into the community, that there's a support system for them. And also a DARE program that would go into the schools for growth awareness.
We've got that.
You have that? Okay, that's a good start. And lots of one-on-one. Maybe there are certain groups from the church board and women's groups that could set up a one-on-one. Did I cover them all?
Come on, we were busy reading. We were all over there reading right up.
That's very good. I would actually ask you to help consult with these other groups, as a task force, you and helping to consult. That's right. To organize the information, to find out what kinds of crime patterns we're dealing with, that sort of thing. What ages we need.
Sounds like the mayor.
And of course, it's going to cost money. I mean,
we assumed that with this was
race taxes.
Yes.
Would you dare say? Oh. No, I'm sorry.
Well, no, we wouldn't have to raise taxes if we get all involved. If we all get involved.
If
base of involvement, we wouldn't have to raise taxes, right?
Get the community involved.
If we can get out and do the legwork ourselves spontaneously, then, you know, we can get on top of this thing.
I haven't, are there any deadlines here?
Well, first I'd like to get the rest of the information that we have coming in.
And you want that soon?
Yes, right now. Reports from the rest of the group.
I tell you, his power's going.
We've already checked out to see the things that have been reported truthfully. We've already checked that out. So we know these things really are happening.
Okay.
And I can hear about the seventh graders.
What's this seventh grade?
Oh, it's this group over here.
Would you tell us what your procedure is, what you have been doing, the seventh grade group?
Yeah, we'll tell you. We first of all think that there needs to be a lot more cops on the streets.
Okay.
I mean, seventh grade, a lot more police.
Okay.
What else?
More police, that might cost you.
Stiffer penalties. We think you should lock these guys up for a long time. Lifetime sentence for crime.
Don't be too easy on them.
Electric charity.
Seventh graders.
We're in big trouble.
Burglar alarms.
What?
We have burglar alarms.
Burglar alarms.
Every house should have a burglar alarm.
That sounds like seventh grade.
I'm thinking about maybe writing their names in paper.
Oh, that's nice.
Their family's name.
That's good.
Even in our school paper.
Now we've got to watch about...
That's illegal.
That's what I was thinking. You can't go on the...
They don't know it.
Yeah,
they don't know it.
Get parents involved.
Also, you have a cute guy cop in the class.
What'd she say?
Love it.
Where are the teachers to these seventh graders?
I need to talk to the parents.
They're still using the right brain.
No, there's another seventh grade up here.
There's another seventh grade group?
We're going to school.
Okay.
And we just think that people, the adults, need to listen to the kids more.
Good.
That's right.
Okay, what would the kids be saying? What a...
Well, what would we say? So, well, we're not able to say anything. Everybody's been repressed.
Yeah.
Yay. You're right.
Our parents have been repressed, and that's why, you know, things are the way they are now. Mm-hmm. And if you as adults don't start letting us say something...
Suppose we have the seventh graders elect and vote and send a representative to the city council.
Good idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a radical idea.
How would you seventh graders feel about that?
I wish there were more adults like you.
Yeah, we need to get them involved, or input from them.
Yeah.
You agree with it.
Okay. If we don't know what they're thinking, how are we going to help them?
I think so. Okay, that was seventh grade. Let's hear from, you had a police department?
Well, we haven't done it. We'll just ad-lib that one.
Okay.
So we have the church board and the women's group.
Well, let's hear the church board next.
We're the church board.
Now, one thing maybe we should understand, with the suggestions that are coming in, I think that I would want to get these groups all together at once, because I think there might be some conflicting views. You know, like electric chair, for instance, you know, some of the other groups might want to modify that song. So we're trying to get everybody.
Well, we've divided this into the traditional church, and because we have the invaluable help of young people, the non-traditional church, which I think is a really good idea. We all thought that was a really good idea. And we think that the traditional church
should hire youth directors who are able to identify with people in trouble and know and are really educated about how to deal with them. We also think that if the finances afford it, could perhaps a sports center should be started for young people. And in the non-traditional church, which is a street-type church, we need people who are very good at dialogue with disadvantaged people, because we feel that's very important to start a dialogue. And we think that every member of the congregation, if they are truly Christian, would be out on the streets working to solve this problem. I don't go to church a lot, so that doesn't include me. I consider myself a very good Christian, but you good Christians. someone says, I told them about a neighborhood. That was not done in a Christian spirit, though,
no.
I must say. I have been trying to work with the city council for a couple of years to solve a very bad neighborhood problem in my own neighborhood. And we have now started a neighborhood association where we're actually having dialogue with the problem people. And we found out some surprising things. First of all, that they're very full of fear. They're afraid we're going to throw them out of the neighborhood and they can't find any low-income housing. It's been an education for me.
Are they afraid of the crime itself?
They're afraid of each other. Mm-hmm. You know, one of my problems is that all these people park their cars in front of my house because they don't think they will be vandalized there. But
why don't you charge your parking?
Well, they trust you.
They trust me. Even though I yell at them once in a while, but I get along with them. It's been very educational.
I noticed that. Don't say you had something about having a good pastor.
No,
or,
no,
know,
we need the
preacher.
A good pastor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think what we would do if we had more time is I would want to explore exactly what you're doing, because I'm sure that when neighbor talks with neighbor, and each neighbor talks with four or five neighbors, and each one of those, every one, they'll form a network that really but we don't have time. We've got to go on to that's what I pursue. Yeah.
But the top priority of our neighborhood association, and this came from the young people in the association, is to take over the city council.
Then I would not respect.
That's
okay. With that, we'll hear the women's group.
May I ask, what is this gentleman's position?
What did you say?
May I ask what your position is?
We're city commissioners.
Who are you?
Mayor. We spend the money.
Are you the mayor?
Oh, I don't know. No, I had my name. I'm running out of that pencil paper with me.
I want to know to whom I was addressing this.
I'm Gary.
What are you?
I'm just a city commissioner of Pennsylvania.
I'm the mayor.
Am I mayor?
Yes.
I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor.
You're the mayor.
I'm the mayor. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I would like to tell you that the ladies of our Tuesday morning coffee clutch meet every now and then. Occasionally a husband comes along, and he does contribute, but we squelch it quite often. And so we have been meeting for about 6 months now, every week. And when our coffee runs dry, we just fill up our cups again. And we have come up with a number of ideas that have been played around, you know, sports gyms, church groups, and nobody pays any attention to them. And of course, we know we've got to hit the ringleaders of these problem groups. Call them gangs if you want to, groups, we call them. And we came up with a couple of suggestions. One was that why not go down to the mall? I don't know, does Wenatchee have a mall?
Yeah.
Yes.
Two
of them.
Go down to the mall that has a video game arcade and talk to the manager of the video arcade and see what kind of programs, because this is a real appeal. And we're being very serious here to the young people. This is what they like. So they wear their hats on backwards. That's all right. They like video games. And if the manager of a video arcade could be talked into having some kind of an organized program competition. Let the kids buy their own pizza or whatever they like. They got more money than we have, and so let them buy their own. To give them things, it wouldn't work, we don't think. So that's one of our suggestions. And we'd like to throw it out to the City Council, Mr. Mayor, and see if they could maybe work with the video arcade.
Yeah, we have checking with them on our list. We will check with them, and we'll get back to you. Yes.
Being a seventh grader, I'm just wondering why are you guys all targeting the youth? Is this preventative, or is this because you think the youth are causing problems?
I think we need to do two things. One is to try to get at the root cause, and the other is to put the pressure on the execution.
I think you kids know an awful lot of stuff we don't.
Yeah.
And I think you know what's going on a lot more than we do. And I think you can help us.
Well, yeah, I listened to you guys say, and all these things talk about how we're the problem, and you need to think about
it. No.
So is this preventative then?
Yes.
One thing that I think is true is that most criminals that are out there, they could be 50 years old, I think they started their criminal activity in youth. And we aren't saying that youth are the problems, but for future generations, if as the youth grows, we can eliminate some of the problems that start in youth.
What are we going to do about the 50-year-old guys, though, that are out there now? Forget them?
No, we can pick up the crime stopper things and the agriculture things. And it costs half their houses and that kind of
thing. We have half the...
What we might do, I'm very interested in what the seventh graders are saying. And I think what we might do is get you together with some crime specialists, maybe some people from the college, the sociologist, and let them hear what you are saying, because I know they're very interested in it, and you can work out between you some, and I'd like to hear how that comes out.
Okay, we had a question here,
and I'm also very interested in hearing more about your impressions, what you think that we are doing and saying. Because maybe we're not hearing each other.
I'm going to interrupt here because we have 5 minutes and the last activity is just all shots.
Your class is
an important one. A lot of dynamics going on here. They talk like the seventh graders because they're going to say it like they, you know.
Like they mean it.
I had one seventh grade class that says we're going to, I know what we're going to do. We're going to put them all on a spaceship and send them out. So they're very practical. They're just very practical. You'll get an honest answer. Would you want to put a seventh grader sitting in on a city commission?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Might regret it.
We can't have all the adults making all the rules for the.
But who makes the rules?
Young people
who
have to help make their own rules.
They do. Yeah. But if they have somebody on there, they can help make the rules.
Yeah.
But if they're a minority.
How often do you have a kid on?
That's hard to fear.
If the kids are really involved in this,
How often do we have a kid on a city commission?
Never.
Or on a task force?
Or on a school board.
Or a school board.
But you know what you have to do, you have to have more than one.
That's right.
You can't just take seven, maybe twelfth grader too.
Which group has the power? I gotta go through this.
All the council.
City commission.
Where's the power? And what are they doing? What did they say they're doing? Think about it.
No, they said they're listening. They're listening.
Are they gonna do anything about it?
They said they were.
Oh, yeah. We wanna talk to them.
Money's not gonna be there.
Yeah, you want us to talk. If you're a good city commission, they're gonna do something about it.
Neighborhood watches and things like that.
Okay, which is the most creative?
Seventh grade or seventh grade?
How is the church group different than the task force, for instance?
Just their method.
How are we solving problems here? Do they have any power?
Sure, they do.
They should.
Does the church board have power?
No.
Thing is, they may have more finances than the task force.
They might have some money to put on a program.
They have the power to organize neighborhoods, and that's a major start.
They have the power to work in their own community.
They have the mandate.
Yeah.
If they're Christians.
Yeah.
To do something about it.
Okay.
It has to be attractive to the other kids, because the church kids already are in it.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too, if you have the kids that aren't involved.
Look at all of these. These are all people that, then these are groups that, right? There's church boards, there's task forces, there's city commission, you know, all of this. Which one of these is gonna have something happen? What's gonna happen out of all this? Come on, do a scenario here.
What would we hope would happen?
No, let's project. This is what happened this week at Wenatchee. A year from now, what has happened?
I think the most practical area of something happening is probably the church, because it's the smallest, it's least governed by other agencies or.
You say the church?
They'll get something going first, I would think, out of any of them.
Well, I think you get that church group going, you know, depending on how lively they are. I think they're the ones that, yeah. What about the rest of them?
I think it'll be a couple of years before the city commission responds to any of the information. They'll be gathering information forever. And maybe they'll get like some neighborhood watch thing together.
Any response to what he just said? Put on a committee, you know. If you don't know how to handle a problem, you say, well, let's form a committee, and you, talk about it, come back in 2 months. Well, I've forgotten about it in 2 months.
Having worked with church groups myself, I think one of the keys to it is a good leadership there. And I like this idea of a youth leader. But, you know, some of the congregations are too small to afford. Yeah, sure. Why not band them together and one person be the youth leader for the whole works, and they can pay them according to what size they are.
Okay. That involves good service.
But it takes good leadership there. And who can get out and get others to
come out of the leadership. Well, let's see what's going to happen here. Who's the most knowledgeable?
Seventh grade.
They probably have studied this, haven't you? Did you had it in class?
Well, in study class we had this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you know a lot about it, more than some of these other groups. Well, I was going to spend more time on that. Can I blame you? And I'm going to just give you these as you leave, because I have 10 minutes to 8. We have a. Let me tell you what this is, because I thought, what are some of the problems in the future that we have to deal with, and who's going to solve them, and how are we going to do it? Are we going to have a committee? So I just marked a few on here that we're going to come up with. Of course, these are all health, science, okay, cloning, parental sex preferences. You know, if you want a boy or a girl, maybe one with brown eyes or blue eyes. The rights of society or the rights of the individual in genetic screening. Just think of how, and we can't say, well, this isn't going to happen. We have the ability right now to do these. Who's going to solve these problems? Single motherhood, homosexuality, lifeboat ethics, meaning our planet is getting smaller and smaller, and at a certain point, let's say, we have to decide who's going to let's do a little euthanasia, and all of this over 60 are gonna go to let the young ones. Lifeboat ethics. You see, we already have that in the smaller. Psychosurgery and psychochemical treatment for behavior modification. Let's be sure. I think simply it's to give somebody something to make them behave. I mean, to modify behavior. We have the possibility of doing it. There's some of that in a mild form done in school right now. Is that right to do? Or the right to jeopardize your own health. Look at what's happening with Dr. What about food additives? We have a lot of sick kids in school. You know, I think it's partly because of all the food additives we've got. Transplants and implants. Would you have a liver transplant?
You needed it.
Would you have a heart transplant?
You needed it.
Yes.
Would you?
No. Not if a younger person could use
it. Would you have a brain transplant?
You have to.
Immediately. How about the use of heroic measures on life saving in the hospital?
No.
Death with dignity?
Yes.
Okay, all of these things. If you want to copy this, but you'll have to share them. But we were going to talk about this, and we didn't have time. It's time for. So, thank you for.